This week, the legislature gave final approval to a bill that will take general fund money away from the Wyoming Game and Fish Department and require them to make up the difference through fee increases. It is just one of a few issues Director Scott Talbot is finding challenging these days. He sat down with me to explain that it is critical that the fees do not lead to a net loss.
Shifting away from the general fund and putting those programs back under our license fee program, that would cover our sage-grouse program, veterinary services, our sensitive species, which is our non-game program, and then probably one of the largest programs is the aquatic invasive species, and folks see us at the check stations checking for quagga and zebra mussels, and then what's left of state management of wolves. And right now that license fee increase is going to be right at $4.9 million. And that is basically a direct switch from general fund to license fee dollars. And as you're well aware, most of that is targeted at non-resident license fee increases as well. But
one of the things that did come up during the legislature, Scott, is that there were some people that were worried that if you raise these fees, you might have people less interested in coming to Wyoming. I'm curious your thoughts on that.
Several years ago, when we went through the license fee proposal, we actually did some surveys to look at what the price point was on many of the big game licenses in Wyoming, elk, deer, and antelope. And that information came back that said that our license fee schedule right now is low enough that they anticipated very little or no decline in the revenue generated by licenses. And if you look at the number of applicants for our licenses over the last 3 years, it has increased significantly. I believe in 2014, we were up about 6,000 total applicants. In 2015, we were up by, I believe, just over 8,000 applicants. And this year, we just completed the non-resident elk draw, and we had 2,500 more non-resident applicants this year than we had last year. So license demand in Wyoming continues to increase, and certainly as that happens, the ability to draw a license diminishes to some degree.
I'm curious about one other thing, though. When you get general fund money, that's obviously a much more stable source of funding. Any worry at all that this could be a little more volatile, or do you like the fact that you can maybe, you know, be aggressive and maybe even get more money?
Well, certainly the issue of general fund for programs is something that we have talked about a long time in the state of Wyoming. And prior to 2005, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department received no general fund money. License revenue can increase and decrease and fluctuate with things like hard winters and the number of licenses we're able to issue. Certainly the economy in Wyoming has its ups and downs as well, so it's difficult to say which is more stable.
Game and Fish Director Scott Talbot chatting with us. You were talking about hunting. I wanted to ask you, I know this is the time of year when you're starting to set some, figure out how many licenses you're going to issue and what the quotas are. Had some bad weather in the state this year, and I'm curious, especially in the western side of the state, if you're anticipating major changes there.
Bob, I am anticipating some fairly significant changes, specifically with deer. And we might see some pretty significant losses to antelope as well. Antelope, all of those species, deer and antelope, are highly migratory. We will be doing some winter mortality surveys this spring, right about the time we'll be setting seasons. But it appears that the toughest part of the winter is in that western portion of Wyoming, and deer are certainly very susceptible to that. So we probably will see some reductions in licenses available for hunters in that portion of the state.
Which, of course, would affect the bottom line, too.
Absolutely. Deer, elk, and antelope licenses are the revenue generators for the Wyoming Game and Fish Department.
Before I let you go, Senator Barrasso, as you well know, and some others are looking at the endangered species regulation, the law, and seeing what tweaks or changes maybe are needed. I know that you, obviously, with wolves and grizzly bears and many other things, have had an opportunity to look at this issue closely. Kind of curious what kind of changes you'd like to see.
From my perspective, and having gone through a lot of meetings on grizzly bears and wolves specifically, but also looking at other species like the black-footed ferret, some of the changes that would probably be as significant for the states are some administrative changes, allowing additional flexibility with the 10J provision, similar to what happened with a black-footed ferret. That allows our department, the public, and landowners some assurances on how we can move forward with the management of species like a black-footed ferret. But certainly, I feel strongly that state engagement early on in the process, when it comes to evaluating petitions to make sure that the department and the wildlife professionals in the state have the opportunity not only to be engaged in that, but to provide their data. And there's some time frames on there, 90-day findings and those types of things, that some tweaks to that would allow a more collaborative process to move forward and engage the states. I think if you look at the potential listing of wolverines and the response from the western states and the fact that we were able to sit down at the table early on in that process certainly helped facilitate that from the state's perspective. In addition to that, I think funding of endangered species is critical. And as you're well aware, the grizzly bear in Wyoming is a program that costs the state of Wyoming, and those are all licensed dollars going into the grizzly bear program from sportsmen. And that program is right at $2 million a year for the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. And currently, we're realizing in the neighborhood of about $50,000 a year from the United States Fish and Wildlife Service for Section 6 on that. So if there could be additional cooperation with the states and the service to coordinate budgets, coordinate funding, and work together, I think that would be, from an administrative standpoint, certainly an advantage to communities like ours here in Wyoming.
And obviously things change, you know, we get more information, that sort of thing. But one of the things I heard a lot of the testimony before Senator Barrasso's committee was, you know, having an end target. You might have to adjust it halfway through or something like that, but that just seems to be a real critical piece for a lot of folks that manage wildlife.
And certainly there's some changes in science as you learn more and more about populations, but you're well aware of the wolf situation that Wyoming found itself in, and the recovery criteria changed multiple times before Governor Meade was able to sit down with Secretary Salazar and come to a resolution of that issue. Firmly established, scientifically based recovery criteria are critical.
Scott Talbot, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for your time, and we'll chat with you down the road.
I certainly appreciate it. Thank you, Bob, and you have a great day.